Christopher Titus brings his latest tour, Amerageddon, to Irvine, February 23rd through the 25th. For tickets, you can go to irvine.improv.com. Be sure and get those. And follow him on Twitter, at Titus Nation. We still have some people on hold talking about guns, semiotic weapons, and gun control. And Titus has been very vocal about that on his Twitter account. So let's get him in here. Where is he?
I haven't seen Christopher in a while.
There he is!
For the movie last time. How you doing?
That's right. How you doing,
just
man?
Just burning me down about the gun thing.
Oh, man.
I'm working Orange County this week. How do I really stick a knife in Titus's back with the rest of the audience?
Well, I crapped on your movie last time you were here. I might as well crap on your upcoming Irvine appearance.
Man. We got almost all five-star reviews. And the few we have either five-star reviews or one-star reviews. It's like 150. It's like 150 five-star. And then like six people were like, this movie is going to cause cancer. So what's going on?
There's always people who hate everything.
I have been a little pissed off online. And I should be. I've been studying this aura thing for 6 years now. But I think if we arm the teachers, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Perfect idea. If we'd have armed the teachers when I was a kid, I would not be here right now. It'd be like, remember that guy that never became a comedian and got shot in geometry class?
The class clown guy? Remember,
she just put a bullet in his head. Remember the teacher?
Take it anymore.
Totally. And it was ruled a justified shooting.
I never thought about that. When you think about the teachers that you had growing up, there was one that you definitely did not want to have a gun.
You had one or two that were like on medication. And they would just kind of twitch in the corner for a while if you got loud.
That shop teacher who always smelled like whiskey anyway.
Dude couldn't handle a bandsaw. You're going to give him a weapon? The three-fingered Kodiak?
Thank God.
All right, guys, everybody, all five of you. All five of you, come over.
He doesn't have a trigger finger, though, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gone. Exactly. Well, we do have some callers calling in. Lisa was talking about semi-automatic weapons.
By the way, I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv with my new show, Amerageddon. And before we get into this, because I know how it's going to go. I just did Alabama. So when I wrote the show, I was in Alabama the first time. I think I told that story about the guy in Alabama. And I went back to Alabama. I got four standing ovations. So the show's bringing the country together. I'm glad you've brought me in here to split it apart again. Thanks for separating us again.
All right. Let's go to Brandon. He was the first one through. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Brandon.
So I just was calling in. I'm not going to talk about the whole other thing with teachers being armed, because I know that's obviously a sensitive subject right now.
It's not just sensitive, but it's probably the stupidest thing anybody's ever freaking said in my life. By the way, just to let you know, I have my cousin is EOD, embedded with a SEAL unit, and I called him last night, and I go, what would it take if we got some people to protect that school? What would it take? He said two armed guards at each entrance and exit, and two roamers that actually roam. No, he's highly trained by the U.S. government. He was in Raqqa. Kenton Stacy is his team leader. By the way, I went hung with Kenton Stacy as he was trying to recover from getting with an IED. So these guys are professionals. They said two armed guards at each entrance and exit to get that guy to get a shooter. So that's, let me see, let's say eight entrances and exits. That's 16 guys at the school. So we're going to take like 16 guys times how many hundreds of thousands of schools in the country. Who's paying for that?
Right.
Oh, hello? Yeah, we are.
Hello?
Taxes.
That's why they say it'd be cheaper to have the teachers be armed, because it wouldn't cost anything. Give them a gun. Okay,
right. You want to give your math teacher, because by the way, most teachers are really hardened badasses, when they go into college, when they go into state school, they're also doing ninja training on the side. You're right. I think it's a great idea. Best idea we've ever heard. Next question. You want to play this effing game? Let's go. We have 17 kids last Wednesday. Let's go. Come on. You want to play this? I'm tired. I'm so tired.
We got Steve. He wants to...
Let's go, Steve.
He says that Titus needs to research guns before talking about it.
For 6 years. By the way, our first podcast started with the Jared Loughner shooting. You want to talk guns? Bring them on. Open it up. Let's go.
Hello, Steve.
Come on,
hello,
Steve.
Christopher Titus.
Hey, hi, Steve. Hello, my fellow American. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Good,
we're
man.
Good.
Hey, I just want to say that... we need to do more research. You guys have a big forum that you're putting out here.
What research? What are we missing? Tell us what we're missing.
Semi-automatics are not more accurate than other rifles.
No one said that.
No, Lisa did.
Yep.
Who said that?
Lisa.
I said handguns. You can be further away.
I just want accurate information put out, you guys.
Okay.
Is that literally your, is that the issue, though? So 17 kids got mowed down in the school. Hey, semi-automatics are not more accurate. That'll solve the problem. Yeah, hold on. Wait, let's hold back.
Yeah, good talk.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, man. Thanks for again giving us insight.
Chris wants to correct Titus.
Please. Oh, please correct me.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Actually, I'm not correcting Titus. I'm correcting Frosty.
What?
Oh.
What now? What?
If he said that those are weapons of war, you would never go to war with just a semi-automatic. Nobody does. Fully automatic weapons in a war.
Yeah, everything's semi-automatic, and he's right. I mean, they don't actually.
Weapons are semi-autos.
Right.
Right.
Including revolvers, which are now double action. I'm a gunsmith, so I understand how they all work.
Okay, but this is not the issue, guys. We understand how guns work.
And what is the issue? He said this on the radio.
We know what a weapon of war is.
What does that have to do?
But what does that have to have a tax stamp?
That's
by
a sprinkler. No. Dude, I get you're a genius. I get you're a gun guy. I totally get that. 100%. In fact, they have to actually. The M16 because the AR-15 when it goes to the military, they change the entire mechanism, right? So it's full auto, right?
That's correct.
Right. So
full trigger mechanism and the receiver.
Right. So weapons of war would be something that you pull the trigger and go, okay, we got you, man. You pull the trigger
and it goes, it just keeps firing bullets till you let it
perfect.
Go.
You solved it.
That's what you want when you go to war. You don't want a musket.
He's right, though. By the way, Frosty,
you don't want a musket that fires and takes 5 minutes to reload. You want to be able to fire 50 bullets a second.
Oh, you guys in Al Qaeda.
That's how you win a war.
By the way, I just want to say, this motion we're all doing is very odd. I just want to say, it's the weirdest thing we're all doing. And I'm glad it's radio because we were all packing muskets and we all looked like we were actually.
We are packing a musket.
What are you doing?
Calling
packing
a gun now.
But by the way, thanks for cleaning up the whole thing about triggers and guns, and you've solved the gun problem in our country now.
Yeah,
thank you.
The kids are safe.
Well, as a gunsmith, I mean, obviously.
He knows. But here's the thing. It's not the gun. Look, and then people say this, like, it's gun or an inanimate object. Of course guns are an inanimate object. We don't know. Guns are going to be guns. There's people all over the world that don't need a weapon at all in this country specifically. That kid, I mean, Second Amendment, well-regulated. Okay, in Florida, we had a 19-year-old kid who couldn't buy a beer and walked in and get a gun. Well-regulated. In Nevada, you can pull a truck up and load it full of guns and then drive it into California. That's not well-regulated. I'm fine with guns, by the way. It's just well-regulated. They keep saying it like it's not happening. And when people, and here's the diversion. By the way, don't get me on this. You shouldn't have got me on this. I'm so sorry. Like, because I'm so funny right now. And you're just like,
round you up.
Screw you. I was in the green room, and I'm listening to you guys on the radio. He's like, Titus, you know what this gun thing, blah, blah, blah.
No. Yeah.
Just don't want any more
Will
kids
you engage
dead.
The trolls? I mean, I was looking at your Twitter account, at Titus Nation, and if you don't
fight stupid, stupid thinks it's right, then it tells other people, and they become stupid, then stupid gets stupider. Pretty soon, we're a nation full of stupid. Now, everyone else is like, I don't want to deal with it. Good, that's how we got here. You don't want to deal with it? That's how we got here. You know, so let's deal with it.
Yeah. Americans.
Yeah, it's too early to talk about it. This is a bad argument.
Hey, that's great. Yeah, it's too early. We can't talk about it.
The stupid word, since you mentioned that, what I really hate about this discussion when I hear it is that people claim that you're stupid and you don't know what you're talking about, you're ignorant, just because you disagree. You can be very educated and have a different opinion, but we're so polarized now, if you don't believe exactly you're stupid.
That doesn't
get the conversation anywhere.
Do you want to go through all the arguments? We can go through all the arguments. Cars. Guns are like cars. Fine. I'm totally fine with that. You're right. Guns are just like cars. How does regulate guns just like cars then? You have to, when you buy a gun, it takes you 6 months. You got to get a permit first. Then you can only shoot with somebody else for 6 months. They have to okay that you're going to do it. Then what you have to do is you have to get gun insurance because you have to have car insurance. Every gun has a number on it that is followed. Also, there's an odometer to tell how many bullets that you fire. You want to make guns like cars? I am fine. If we do problem solved. Let's do that. Let's go something. You want to hear something else? Second Amendment. Second Amendment. Can't change Second Amendment because Jesus wrote it. That's not true, actually. Jesus did not write the Second Amendment. Okay? You know, Jesus had nothing to do with it. So here's the Second Amendment. Thomas Jefferson said, I'm going to paraphrase it. He basically said, the Constitution is a living document, and we are supposed to rewrite it as society changes. It's supposed to change with society. Just because it was written back in it doesn't mean it's the same as it is. And it's been amended 27 times. Let's do more amendments then. You know, and by the way, and if people go, shut up, Titus, First Amendment. Sorry, got to call you. So, what other arguments you guys have? What other arguments?
No, I did see that Thomas Jefferson quote.
Good guy with a gun. Good guy with a gun. Let's go to the statistics. 3% of people have actually stopped. 3% of all gun crime is stopped by a good guy with a gun. 3%. That means 100 people dead, we saved 3. Anybody okay with that percentage? Because in school, that was my percentage on pretty much all my tests. I got 3 out of 100 right. Guess what? It wasn't an upside to it. Do you want to keep going? Any gun argument you want to bring, bring it. I'm so tired. And you started this. You opened this.
I know, I did.
I had a whole story about peeing in my pajama drawer, but you...
Different pistol.
We'll get to the pee in the pajama drawer.
I want to know that story.
Why'd you do this to me, man? By the way, I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv. So if you want to protest.
Well, because you engage the trolls on your Twitter account, and you are very vocal about what's going on, and Amerigeddon
No one has an argument. By the way,
but when you go and you're doing the Irvine stuff, are you getting heckled a lot more? Are people coming out to see you to go,
no,
guns, and ruin the show like me?
By the way, people get this weird thing about guns. Yeah, like you. You started. You heckled me while I was in the green room. So here's what I'm saying about it. But it's not, the only thing that's worked worldwide. The only thing. People keep saying, we keep coming with all these weird ideas, like these weird sub-ideas that's going to work. I've studied it for 6 years. Since the Jared Loughner shooting, every time one happens, I spend about 2 weeks going into it, and then I write a podcast about it. So here's the only thing that works worldwide. The only thing that works worldwide is to have a gun buyback program. I'm so amped right now, dude. buyback program. You basically have people turn them in. You have psych evals. You have to sit down. Like in Australia, you have to sit down and like talk to somebody half an hour. And I know a dude in Australia that was getting a divorce, and they sat down. They, all right, dude, mate, you know, I'm getting a divorce. My wife's a bitch. I hate her. And he's like, well, we're going to take your gun for about 6 months. And
he said, here's a knife.
And he was like, here's
that's
a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Exactly. That's the other thing. Guns or knives. No, I'll tell you what. You give me a choice. That kid walks into the school with an AR-15, or that kid walks into school with a 12-inch blade. I'll take that kid. I'll take that kid.
Yeah,
bring it. You know, it's not the same. They keep saying it's the same, but it's all diversion. So Australia basically had this huge thing. I forget the name of it. There's like 36 people killed at a resort. And Australia, very pragmatic people. I love the Australians. They're like, hey, it's not working, is it? And they all turn their guns in, and people pay for the guns. They've had 2 buyback programs since, and they've had 0 shootings since that. In America, we kill, if you look at the states, it's crazy. California alone, we kill we have those like strict gun laws. We kill like 10 out of every 100,000 people gun this. And then you go to Alabama. The top 10 Trump states are the highest death rates. It's 19, 14, 15 per 100,000. Per 100,000 people. Australia, 0.93 per 100,000. I gotta be honest with you. I'm tired of my countrymen dying, and I'm not backing off anymore. And you know why? Because these kids. Yep. These kids. You know, the only time I ever got scared for the NRA was when I saw teenagers. Because teenagers are cray.
Yeah.
They cray.
They cray. Yeah.
They ain't gonna stop, and they don't have jobs. Like, we have to go
nothing
to work.
To
and
lose.
I just wanna go to work, pay my bills. And these are like, mommy's paying for everything. I'm screaming.
I got time to march.
It was so great to watch. And by the way, again, you know, I've shot weapons. I was in Iraq. I went to Iraq twice. And I went to Warhorse, and I shot the automatic weapons. I hit 30 out of 30 at 25 yards. I'm actually really good with a gun. I just don't think that everybody needs them. You know, my cousin, who's an EOD Navy SEAL, guess what? He gets a gun. My brother-in-law, who's Border Patrol, who's an expert marksman, this kid, he had 250 shots dead center at 100. Yeah, oh, yeah, he's a bad.
Whoa.
He's got expert marksman. My uncle's ex-UDT, which used to be Navy SEALs, underwater demolition tech, he should have a gun. Cops should have guns. There's people that have guns. And by the way, if you want a gun, you should be able to jump. Let's have a gun DMV. First of all, if you had a gun DMV and you had to go up to check your gun, you'd get service a lot quicker at the DMV if everyone was armed. They'd be like, next. So, guys,
we got an ally of yours. We got Greg on the phone. He agrees with you, Titus. So what do you say, Greg?
Greg, sorry, man. I'm so amped today, dude. It's weird. Thanks for having the guts to back me up.
Not a problem. I love it. I love your enthusiasm about it. And you know what? let's elaborate on the fact that these people that go into these schools and do their shootings, they are looking for victims. As soon as you fight fire with fire, these people are going to think twice. So this world needs to start loving people. We need to take care of each other and stand up, whether it's bullying in the schools or people with guns going to the schools. We need to stand up and fight,
Are you saying we should have guns in schools?
I'm saying that there should be well-trained people that are qualified enough and skilled enough and have had the proper training to protect these kids.
Okay,
they are
we need an elite Washington grade school corps that's just basically going to stand in front of a school at every... No, by the way, I talked to a trained special ops soldier yesterday. I talked to him for an hour, and I went through all of this. It's going to take two armed guards at each entrance and exit to actually protect any school. That's going to cost...
But that is worth saving those kids, innocent kids that can't protect themselves and are caught in a situation.
How are we going to... Okay, let's say it's 200,000 schools, okay? 100,000 schools. Let's go 100,000 schools times six soldiers per school. Where are we getting those soldiers? Because, by the way, that's 600,000 soldiers. That's half our military.
You know how many
I'm just asking, veterans makes sense.
Out there? I know, but you know how many trained veterans are out there that have kids and want to protect their kids and are willing to just volunteer for this?
So you want a bunch of guys that were in war and may have an issue? Okay. you're right. If this worked, someone in the world would have done it. If this worked, it would have happened already. It doesn't work.
Thank you, Greg.
Can I ask you, Titus, because, you know, I grew up, I mean, we're all about the same age, and I grew up in Indiana.
I can't believe you made me the spokesman for this, dude. I came in to talk about peeing at Tango, getting drunk one night.
We'll get into you peeing in the sock drawer.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be totally, because right now people are listening are pissed off right now, and some people are like, yeah, good, Titus, but they don't have the balls to call in. Some guy goes, I'm backing Titus up 100%. Let's get more people.
I don't remember. I don't remember school shootings when I was in school.
No,
I mean,
didn't have them.
Why is it a new thing? Why is it a new thing? I don't understand.
SSRIs.
I never felt scared going to school.
Go to SSRIstories.com. There's of all the 5,000 incidents we've had with school, I think there's more now. If you go to SSRIs.com, the problem with these antidepressants that parents started putting their kids on is that they actually take out all empathy. So you're not happy and you're not sad. You're in the middle. So what happens is you're like, when you're shooting people, there's no right or wrong anymore. You're just like, yeah, I just went and shot a bunch of people. What? I feel all right.
Oh my
you know what
God.
I mean? So those go to SSRIstories.com and you can see it. I can't believe you're making me do this.
Well, I mean, you're,
I just, by the way, I do it on my podcast, I guess. But I always I,
and there
only,
aren't female school shooters.
I only
shooters.
Have three
What's
people
that about?
Listening there.
Well, there aren't female school shooters either. You never hear of that. It's a young, mentally ill male.
Yeah, because
I mean, it's just weird. Like,
but I think it's what he says, like the easy diagnosis. No, I think it's like it's putting kids on. We didn't have kids
Ritalin.
Who were just diagnosed right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, by the
or
way, this is vague mental illness, and I mean,
you said go out and play. You know, you didn't be like, oh, he's got ADHD. It's the abuse
of prescription drugs, as far as prescribing for ADD or ADHD, and it's like, well, maybe that kid's just bored because he's a genius.
So here's the thing. So around the world, there's other countries that give their kids these drugs. But they don't make easy access. No, not as much. But they don't make easy access to gun. And then they said music and video games.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, Australia has the exact same crap we have.
What about Florida saying that porn was worse than guns?
Yeah, actually weird because I had a problem with that. I was looking at guns and ammo and they had a chick in a bikini holding a weapon. I was confused. I didn't know what to do. Do I buy bullets? I just tweeted that out. You had to check. Do I buy bullets or do I buy lotion? What do I buy here? Or do I lotion up my gun? Which means two things. I don't know where to go.
Don't empty your chamber too early.
You started this, so it's supposed to happen. Listen, the only thing that works worldwide, and there's no any evidence at all that shows that keeping guns around and trying to put guards at the school works. There's no evidence. It just doesn't work. It never has.
Why can't we look at a country
like Australia
or Japan who has a low rate?
Australia,
like, what do they do?
Canada, England.
Just follow what they do. Let's just do what, also, let's look at what works.
Can't because here's what people. Australia turned in 650,000 guns in the first wave. The second wave, they actually had a buyback program where they bought a bunch of it. And you know what? They don't have any school shootings. They don't have it. Their death rate is 0.93 per 100,000.
That works. Let's do that.
Ours is 20.
Now, the buyback thing, though. If I'm a bad guy who wants to shoot up a school, I'm not going to sell my gun. I'm going to buy a gun somewhere else. You can't buy up all the guns. All the guns are not going to be turned in.
Right.
But I also think there's a lot of good gun owners that are never going to shoot anybody. A lot, there's so many gun owners are just like, I don't, what, there is upset and confused because there's people that go to training. My uncle shot a guy in his house. He was, two guys broke into his house. He trained with SWAT once a month. I know this good guy, good gun thing, because I have a thing in my life that happened. But my Uncle Ray went every month to a range out in Chatsworth in the hills and shot for 5 hours with a trained SWAT guy. And he did it every month. And he went to the range twice a month, or once a week, sorry. So he was well trained, knew high ready, knew low ready. He wasn't a kid who just walked in and got a gun. If you know, that's what I'm saying, gun DMV. You go in, you sign up for 40 hours of training. And I think we should have three levels.
Wait, somebody broke into Ray's house and he shot him?
So what happened was he came home one night, he kept a lockbox. The most responsible guy, had a gun safe, had a lockbox. His dog was freaking out. His dog was like tap dancing. He had this weird boxer, and my uncle was psycho about lights. He's a really cheap bastard, and he's psycho about lights. And the lights, he saw the lights in his bedroom on, and he looked over his fence. So he went and he opened his truck, and he got his lockbox, and he unlocked his gun, and he loaded it, and he walked in the house. And he was low ready, and he walked down the hall, and he hears someone ransacking his bedroom. So he kicks the door, and he goes, freeze. Now, again, he's been training for about 3 years with a SWAT guy. Now, by the way, this is not some random Yahoo who just had a weapon. So his bathroom was off to his left, and this dude, this guy that was ransacking his room, turned and ran full speed at him. And my uncle went, pop, 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 four times dead center in the chest. Guy went down. Dude in the bathroom who was off to his left jumped at him. My uncle stepped back and went and popped the guy and shot him in the butt and in the spine, like right near his spine, and the guy hit the ground. And here's how trained my uncle was. The guy hit the ground, and he goes, all right, you got me. And my uncle went to high ready. He put the gun up, and he went to high ready. And the guy starts crawling out. My uncle's going, freeze, don't move. And the guy's going, no, you got me. And because my uncle was so well trained and the guy kept saying, you got me, he didn't shoot him again. The guy crawled out the door that he came out, got up, went through the backyard, jumped the fence, tried to run about a quarter mile, and the bullet was actually moving. As he was running, the bullet was getting closer to his spine, took him down. And the guy tried to get it, but he shot two guys in his house. So I know, yes, if you're highly trained, and by the way, I have no problem with that. Listen, people.
Guns
and
home protection,
if you want to, like, listen, like, what kind of are you willing to do? Like I'm willing to do, if I want to get a gun for protection, I'm willing to go to 40 hours of training and to continue it. I'm ready to buy annually test. You know, it's just like, but people are like, I just want my gun, Second Amendment, I'm gonna kill a bad guy. Most of the time, by the way, cops told us this. When this happened, because I went over, Uncle Rico, he goes, I had shot two guys in my house, and I went over, and the cops are there, and the cops are like, listen, we gotta tell you something. This doesn't happen. Nobody gets this done. Usually what happens is the robbers take your gun and kill you. That's what happens in like 75% of cases.
Jesus.
Yes, that's what happens. So if you think that you're going to, what about bats? Bats will kill people. Not from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember anybody. You know, there's been no 600 battings going on. What happened? That guy was huge, man. He killed 58 people.
Christopher Titus.
God,
is with
you give me a. By the way, I have jokes. I really do.
He does. He's got jokes. But
you
this,
started this.
Irvine Improv.
You started this.
That's right.
But Tanya wants to thank you, Titus. Something needs to be
go
done.
To the, go to the show.
To hey, Tanya. Say hello to Christopher Titus.
Hi, Christopher Titus. Thank you so much. I think these kids are absolutely amazing.
They're badasses.
They are, and this is so heartbreaking. But I think that we've finally come to a place where we're ready to get changed. And just keep your voice loud because we need it.
Yeah, keep my voice. I'm here, Christopher. I'm here to keep my voice loud. And my career over. What am I going to do?
No. I will talk to you
USA.
American.
Thank you, Tanya. Oh, I've been dying this whole time, but you keep talking about guns. I want to hear about how you peed in the soccer.
That's okay. Well, here's what happened. Here's the problem with the country. You know the problem with the country right now? Liberals. Here's why. Because nobody's cool with mistakes anymore. Nobody's cool with it. Like, if you go, because I've had so many people that were like, dude, man, I could come to my show and they go, you're right, man. He goes, I voted for Trump, but you're right, dude. He goes, because I just, you know, I don't approach it like, look, if you come to see the show, I'm not going to stuff my thoughts down your throat unless you're talking about guns. There's no gun bit in this show. Relax, everybody. I hate comics that are like, is this what I think? I'm like, no, I approach it from like, is this weird to you? You know, the guy, he wants to build an invisible wall? What are we talking about? does that bother anybody else? Because I feel bad for the people that voted for him. Because there's people in Texas on the border, they got to back him up now. They got visible wall? Yep, they built it this morning. Check it out. 320-foot invisible wall. Woo!
Yeah, man, if you're going to go big, go invisible.
Go invisible.
Yeah, yeah. Ain't nothing getting through that son of a bitch except for that little Mexican fella right there. Hey. My invisible wall, got to check
the
fuse ball.
You must have superpowers.
Yes, yeah. So what happens is now when someone goes, oh, I voted for Trump, and if someone online goes, man, I voted for this guy and he's an idiot, the liberals, the other side, doesn't go, good, man, good, we're on the same page, let's keep moving forward. They start going, the digital cowards are just like, yeah, sucker, you get suck it, bite me. And what happens is everybody gets their backup. We all have our backup with each other. So we have to be a kid mistake. So I'm going to tell you guys a mistake that happened to me. And you know the punchline, but it's okay. So I started drinking when I was 15 years old. I was so good at it by the time I was 17 that I fell into a bonfire.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's gold medal level. That's Olympic level right there.
Right?
Yeah. Actually, AA sent me a certificate that just said, wow. So I stopped drinking from 17 to 41. And then I got divorced and I met my new girl. And we were at the dinner one night. We're at the dinner and she goes, and I have water because I wasn't drinking. And she goes, how come you're not drinking? And I go, because I fell into a bonfire when I was 17. And she goes, well, you're not 17 anymore, are you? And I'm like, wow, you're a raging alcoholic. What's wrong with you? Have a drink. She goes, no, I'm just saying you're 17. You're not going to make a decision of a 40, like a 41-year-old man. He goes, to have a drink. I'm like, do you run an alcohol distribution company? What is wrong with you? So she goes, a real man would have a drink. And she was showing a lot of side boobs, so I went for it. So here's the point. So I drank for a while. Everything's fine. And by the way, I'm the worst kind of drunk because I'm a happy. You can't make me mad. I'm the worst drunk in the world. It's like, dude, what are you looking at? Your hair is amazing. is that a mousse or a pomade? Because you're beautiful, Brad Pitt. You want to do me homo? No, but we could get married legally now. I'm going to need a couple more mojitos. So that's I'm a hard guy to deal with, because you can't. I'm just fun and frustrated. So what happens is that I came home from one of these gigs and I was home and I always sit down and watch my DVR because I watch these Street Outlaws and stuff and I had three glasses of wine. I had three big, I had put a whole bottle into three glasses of wine. And I drank it over 3 hours, he says, to justify his behavior.
Don't look at me. I drink a bottle a night. That,
wow, there you go. You are proud. I saw the look on your face.
I was like, ferocity. Yes. Yeah, I'm excited.
So it was 3 hours, and I go upstairs, and I was feeling okay, but it was no big deal. My wife is in bed. She goes, hey, your throat sounds kind of weird. I found out later she just wanted to shut me up because I was kind of chatty. She didn't want to hear me talk. Just what she told me recently. She goes, take this Benadryl. Yeah, see, I didn't know that. You, by the way,
Heidi silently shrieked.
Heidi literally just went into spasm.
No, that's not a good combo. Alcohol and Benadryl?
Not a good combo.
I can't even take a Benadryl sober because it's like a tranquilizer.
Well, I slept like a baby. You know, I almost went into the light. I'm not kidding, man. I was like, woo! But I woke up the next morning like I had a blood transfusion. It was amazing. I felt so good. When I woke up, I was like, oh my God, this must be what Oprah and Keith Richards do. I feel incredible. But my house is being weird. Everybody's being weird in my house. My wife's grumpy, but she wakes up grumpy sometimes. I'm almost fine with that. But my dogs are being weird. My dogs, who are very consistent, were very inconsistent. My older dog, who usually the second I wake up face rapes me for 5 minutes, he's now sitting as far away from me on the bed as he can, just tilting his head back and forth, kind of looking at me angrily. And our younger dog, who's the dark soul, he listens to Nine Inch Nails. He's a weird dog. He's usually under the bed shivering in the morning. He's jumping over me like, whatever I did, we were best friends now. And so everything's fine. And my wife starts so I just start going about my day, and as my wife starts walking by me in the house, I'm drinking coffee with her, she's just noising me into an argument or that, where your woman just won't come out and go after you.
Right.
She walks by you and goes, and walks by you again, yeah, wow. So I finally turn to her and I go, what? And she goes, do you know what you did last night? And that sentence is never followed by, you saved a baby from a fire. You cured cancer, filed a patent, and we never have to work again. That's what you did last night. So I go, I've heard that sentence before when I was 15 to 17, and I sat down on the bed, I go, no, what did I do last night? And she said, you were sleeping like a baby. And I said, I remember that. Ha-ha. And Jesus says, hi. She says, at 3 a.m., you got up to go to the bathroom, walked into the closet, opened your pants, opened your pajama drawer, and filled it.
Wow.
And I said, with what? Because I didn't
Hopefully
want the dogs to have one up on me, honestly. She said, then you pulled your pants back up, closed the drawer, and very with flourish, to flush the put toilet, I'm making quotes right now, uh-huh. I turned the light switch off.
I'm back on. Must be broke.
I got to jiggle it.
Yeah, I got to jiggle it.
I'll fix it in the morning.
She said I wasn't even talking. I was just, I was making noises. She goes, what are you doing? I went,
wow.
So has this turned another corner for you? It's the bonfire. It's the peeing in the pajama drawer. That no, you're like, I'm done drinking again.
Benadryl.
Blame the tasty, delicious wine.
I had three glasses of wine, man. Benadryl. It's like I don't take any medication at all because of the SSRI thing. I just don't take it. Which people have said you should take it. People said like, and if you heard me rant earlier, but he needs that guy of all people, that guy.
Hey, it's National Margarita Day. You want one?
No. It's not quite 10 yet.
We started at 6.
I know.
Our first one was nice.
You guys are out of control.
Oh man.
So I'm just saying that I made a mistake. My wife laughed about it, made a mistake, and so when people make mistakes in this world, you know, because by the thing, when people go like voted for Trump and I made a mistake, and my grandma did this, we were playing gin over Christmas, and we're in the middle of playing gin, she goes, I wish the man would just put down the tweeter. Just put down the damn tweeter. He's an idiot. I can't believe we voted for the wrong guy, because she voted for him. Half my family voted for him. I voted for the wrong guy. He's an idiot. And I didn't go, yeah, bitch! Yeah! Yeah, suck it, Grandma! I mean, as funny as that would have been, I didn't do that. So the next time, because the only way we're going to come together as a country is actually to all agree that we gotta do what's best for everybody. You know?
Right.
Yeah. You know? We can do better.
Yeah. Wow, that was good. That was very Gandhi-esque of me. I come in ranting and screaming, because of you.
Because of me.
But we end
once
on
again,
a, on
but
a,
it's always fun having you here, man.
It was like a pre-assassination. I'm in the thing. And you're like, Titus is going to talk about guns. He doesn't like guns. But you could just hear Orange County turning off their radios. Click, 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 click.
Well, I was going to go see him.
Yeah, now. Oh, my God. No,
Christopher Titus is going to be doing his Armageddon tour.
And this show
Irvine.
Is one. If conservative or liberal, this show, at the end of it, we will bring the country together. And again, 4 standing ovations in Alabama. I actually got 5. I got Birmingham, and I did 4 in Huntsville.
That's February 23rd through the 25th. For tickets, you can go to irvine.improv.com. Thank you so much, man. It's always fun having you on the
show.
Yeah,
it's always
can't
fun.
Can't wait to have
I come
you back.
It's, yeah, it's literally
can't wait
like,
to read your Twitter and see what I can bring up next time.
I feel like Jason Bourne of morning radio. I got to come in and what do you got to do? I don't know. They're attacking me again. I got to go defend it.
Coming up on the tweet, eh?
Coming up on Marcy's show, she's going to have Paul Stanley on the show at 10 a.m. for Celebrities Playing Rock. So be sure and stick around for Marcy's show. Right now, we do have to apologize to those of you that we have offended today. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, sorry to country singer John Conley, Filipino hair donors, the Ramones, and Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Daughters, Dateline, guys who smell like rubber and semen.
Mandingo, Hot Wheels, Jane Seymour, and hot 24-year-olds.
Pre-assassins, hovercraft companies, dead whale exploders, and kibbles and bits.
Cows with humps, Madge the manicurist, Terre Haute Coliseum, and Hiram, Georgia.
Charles Barkley, Jennifer Aniston, and your Belinda.
People with memory boxes, karaokeists, William Shatner, Pauly Shore, and Dan.
Stroke victims, U.S. women's hockey team, the Pink Panther, and Dan.
And Christopher Titus, obviously.
Thank you!
Teenagers, Facebook, and listener Dan, who had a stick up his ass this morning. Oh. Anybody you want to apologize to, Titus, before you leave?
I just want to blame my parents.
You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.